Gemara morning, we continue Chiyot Mechel Shabbos, and we're learning Kala Matez, a Simonid Beis. Also, the Hatta girl of the Fila Yidei Nochri, Hashem Yichta, we're making a girl to divide something up. So there's a concern that after they make the division, they're going to record it. There shouldn't be any dispute of how this division was made, and who received what in the division. Well, even if the division is something which is threatened to be available to you on Shabbos, it's going to be a problem. Even if the portions are equal, so one is not getting more, one is not getting less, which goes into a problem of, potentially a problem of asmachta, that there's an element of zelo, when a person is agreeing to a girl, when he might lose through that, he's agreeing to it because he hopes that he'll win. When he doesn't win, he doesn't really want to be marked over to the person. But within one's home, everything belongs to the father. The father is just using the process of how to divide between the parties. One could do so. If what we're dividing is not a physical asset, we're dividing as a mitzvah. So using the girl process to decide who should get that is acceptable. So he mentions over here, but me, Yomer Kaddish, just to clarify this point, according to the Ramah and the Shach and the Taz, only one person should say Kaddish at a time. That which we say, multiple people say Kaddish together at the same time, is actually an innovation which was introduced later. Rukveger supports it. He actually suggested, so it sounds like in his place they didn't do it. I'm not sure if it was already done elsewhere, but they weren't doing it in his place, and he suggests doing such a thing. But the Ramah has a full, long list of how we decide who gets the right to say Kaddish. You have a situation where multiple people are in the Veilus, it's Shabbos, they're not davening for the Omid, and there's only a limited amount of Kaddishim to go around, and there's multiple Veilim. So there's a concept of Kadima. And some people take precedence, a person who's in the middle of Shiva takes precedence over a person who's in the middle of Shloshim. A person who's in Shloshim, Mikra, then takes precedence over a person who's in Yortzeit. And obviously somebody who's in the Yud Beis Chodesh, a person who's in Yortzeit takes precedence over somebody who is in the Yud Beis Chodesh, the Kaddish of the year for a parent. A person who is local gets precedence for the Kaddish over a person who's a guest. What do you do if you have two people? You have two people which meet all the criteria equally, the same level. So how do you decide? There's only one Kaddish available. So you use a girl. This girl could take place on Shabbos. The purpose of the girl partially is to create Shalom Bayis, to avoid Machlokes. It's not... The Gabi is sitting there and choosing one person over the other. It's not a clear criteria, so the Gabi is going to choose. That's going to be painful with the other person, and I'll resent that. It's a girl, so it wasn't decided by the Gabi. It was decided by Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the person will not create the animosity between the parties. So we can make a girl for that purpose, or same thing when it comes to Aliyahs, working on Aliyahs. The process of Gara could be used to give out the aliyahs. The Mishnah Berurah here, the Pesach Mishnah Berurah here, quotes from the Sefer Nezer HaKadosh. We suggest that there's two ways to make a girl. You make a girl, you take pieces of paper, you put them in a hat, and you pull out a piece of paper, something along the lines of a raffle. There's another way of doing it. He says, we turn it out, pay a safer. So each person chooses a number. And then the gabai flips the saber open, and the number, which the page number of the saber, whoever's person's closest to that number wins the girl. And that's the process. So we're not using any piscos, we're not using any paper, which makes it look like a regular girl, which would be inappropriate and problematic to do. So that's an option. Probably what they would do it is that the gabai would open, find the page beforehand, So you can't be accused of trying to favor one person over the other. And then people would give numbers. So he opened it before that anybody looked at. He opened it to page 146, Kuf Mem Vav. And then the different parties chose numbers. One person said 125, one person said 175, one person said 39. So the person said 125 is the closest to the one number 146. Have a good day.